This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and it's time for another installment of Shrink Wrap featuring Dr. Paul Hochmeier. And the subject is Internet Dating. Hey, Paul. Thanks again for joining me.
Hey, Susan. Always a pleasure.
So, I've read your opinions on the subject, and they feel somewhat black and white, you know, that face-to-face meetings are good and internet dating not so good. Do you really think all internet dating is a bad thing in general?
No, I don't think it's all bad in general. I think that there's some value to it. But I think what happens is that people tend to look at it as an all-or-nothing thing, and they put all their eggs in one basket, and then they feel like they're going to find Mr. or Mrs. Perfect on the internet. And as a result, they tend to get disappointed, profoundly disappointed. And I think that we need to remember that there are other ways of meeting people, and let's not forget the importance of that human connection and the ability to interact with each other and use our instincts, use our human instincts to figure out a mate who's good for us.
Okay. I think that given that you do not think all internet dating is bad, and I'm inferring from what you said that you're really suggesting a balance, what do you say to people who say, listen, I've tried for years and years and years, I've been fixed up on blind dates, I've gone to bars, you know, I've gone casually to bars, sat around with friends, I just can't meet anyone that way. What do you say to them?
Well, I think that this is an example of where an internet dating site could be beneficial to the person, and they could try it, and they could go into that realm. I think, again, if you have been trying something and it's not working for an extended period of time, then it certainly makes sense to try something else. I mean, the classic example of insanity is repeating the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. So I'm all for challenging one's boundaries and trying something different. The issue here, again, is that I think that we're putting too much emphasis on the internet to find us a mate. And there's some inherent problems in that in terms of who people say they are on the internet when who they really, you know, there's sometimes a very big discrepancy about who people claim to be on the internet and who they actually are. And I think, again, it's keeping people isolated in their homes in front of their computers when they could be out doing something differently. And listen, if you've been going to bars and trying to meet somebody and it's not working, well, then try to do something else socially. Join an exercise group, go to church, do something else where you can try another form of meeting somebody.
Okay. I'll give you one really good reason why I may prefer the internet to a bar scenario, and that is the movie, an ancient movie really, but Looking for Mr. Goodpar, I think it was in the 1970s, done in the 1970s, but I think it's still out there. And in that, Diane Keaton's character kept going to bar after bar and to meet love interests face to face, as you're suggesting is an option, and then one kills her. I mean, there are inherent risks, the old-fashioned way of making connections, and that may be a bit of an extreme situation, but not completely irrelevant. And so doesn't the internet obviate some of those downsides of meeting in the flesh? I don't mean getting killed as a downside, but, you know, the less extreme examples, doesn't the internet sort of arbitrate?
Yeah, I think that it's basically, I think we could look at that movie and put it in a contextual context, and basically what that movie was highlighting the risks inherent of a new phenomenon, which were singles bar. And so again, if we wanted to make a parallel to the new cultural phenomenon, which is internet addiction, I think that we would have the same risks inherent in that. I mean, my understanding of that film, and it's been a very long time since I've seen it, was that basically she was compulsively looking for a hookup, and so she was putting herself in riskier and riskier situations. And I think, again, you could say the same happens for the internet, for people who are compulsively searching for it.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I think that I would prefer to, I mean, let's not discount the importance of human instincts. I think we all have this built-in guide that tells us when something is wrong. Another thing, the distinction I think between this and the movie Mr. Goodbar was that she was looking for mates in bars, and what happens in bars is we typically drink alcohol, right? I mean, that's what happens.
Right.
And so part of what we know from alcohol is that it dulls our instincts and it makes us impulsive, and it deadens our inhibitions. So we do things, we take risks that we wouldn't normally make. So again, I think that if we would look at the internet, that there is inherent risks in there, and that we really don't know who we're dealing with. And you could be meeting somebody, arranging to meet somebody who is a complete fiction of who they've claimed to be.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, I've heard that too. So, you know, this is a difficult conversation, Paul. It sounds like a person who is single and out there is damned if they do and damned if they don't.
Well, I don't think that's the case. I think that what they need to do is try something different and think differently and think out of the box. And this is one of the reasons why I posted this, and I also wrote about it on Dr. Oz, is that, again, if you're trying something and it's not working, then think differently. Think out of the box. And just because everyone else is lining up to do this, don't be another lemming jumping off a cliff. That if internet dating isn't working for you, then try something else. If meeting men or women in bars isn't working for you, then try taking alcohol or taking that out of the equation, and try something different. Don't just doom yourself to failure, that there are other options out there, and I encourage you, again, to think creatively and think out of the box.
Without betraying, obviously, the confidence is that you're bound to keep confidential. Can you tell us of a case where someone was feeling like they were banging their heads against the wall every time they tried to date and then did something different and wound up in a successful relationship? Give me an example of what different, someone you actually know has done.
I was actually treating a young professional man in the city who was doing the internet dating thing over and over again and just not coming up with anything. And I actually encouraged him to just put it down. I said, you know what, this isn't going anywhere. You get up every morning, you go initially to, you know, this match.com or whatever it was and look to see who responded or who's, you know, the new person who posted on there. And why don't you just give it a rest? Why don't you just take it easy? And he got a new dog. And, you know, we know that dogs are, you know, magnets for mates. And, you know, Carter was the dog's name, was taking Carter out for a walk and met somebody who we started dating. So, again, it's, you know, I think it's a classic example of this.
Perfect. Well, thank you. We could pursue this subject ad nauseum, and there's lots of people out there interested. Maybe we'll revisit it.
Good.
And maybe the spin we'll take is examples of successes in dating, both face to face kind of dating and internet kind of dating, where you've experienced patients who've had success in both areas. Anyway, this has been Susan P. Rock, Telluride Inside Now, speaking with Dr. Paul Hochmeier about internet dating and the alternatives. Thanks again for joining me.
Pleasure.